Sideline View on a Saturday afternoon, and we've got to catch up with our man who is actually a roving reporter today. Wixie, tell us where you are.
Yeah, we're in Canamble for the Classic Wallabies and Wallaroos Day, so it should be a fantastic day here this afternoon. Of course, find out more through classicwallabies.com.au. They've also got a Facebook page and also an Instagram, so you can climb right into that. But yeah, already out there catching the kids. Maybe Nathan Charles or Mark Chisholm with his big arms, as everybody keeps saying, and they'll be playing this afternoon. So it's good to see that the Barry Robinsons of the world and all these guys are turning up, and it looks like they're going to be doing a little bit more, as we can see from the website.
Excellent work. Now, talking juniors, what's the latest?
Yeah, all the best to our kids once again, as they're over at Coffs Harbour for North West and also Arna. We'll talk more about that next week. Also, if you want to get registered to play, Australia.rugby, also go through the Rugby Explorer app. Singleton has their young tackers there on Friday night at God's Acre. Also have the office regional kicking off on Friday as well, as Crendai and Scone get into it, but they have their trainings on Tuesdays and Thursday nights there respectively at Crendai Rugby Park and also, of course, at Aberdeen Street in Scone. And looking forward to a big, big run when it comes to juniors. Also, next Sunday at Coonabarabran, Central North will be taking on Central West and the juniors there in the lead-up to the state and the country champs as well.
Plenty of local rugby is starting to fire up in the Central North and here in the Hunter, mate.
Yeah, plenty of it all sort of starts, of course, with the Sandhurst Central North Rugby Premiership as we move into round two. The Barrow side have ladies and also seconds. They'll be out at Bingara today as they take on the Gunnar Red Devils. Of course, we've got the Crendai Lions at home to the Walker Rams. But things start, of course, a little bit earlier because we've got a ladies' game as well. The Westpac Crendai girls take on Pirates, which is great to see. Also, Moree are up against Pirates. So that'll be a bit of fun as well for Pirates because everybody usually goes to weddings or has a party on or something. It's a big trip.
Yeah.
But it's a great trip if you can survive through the two pubs on the way home, especially Barn Bar. And finally, of course, this afternoon out there, it's the Belmont Hotel Scone Brumbies as they take on the crew there from the Sandhurst Narrow Rugby Boys in three grades. Great to see out at Rugby Park there in Aberdeen Street. So you can get that and get into it often. Also, of course, got the Newcastle comp as University takes on Maitland Blacks, and that'll be at Marcellin. We've got Hamilton Hawks taking on Southern Beaches. Big day there, of course, it always is in Newcastle when Wanderers at number two take on the crew there from Air of the Cup. And our single and earthly balls take on Nelson Bay. So that'll be a big, big day's rugby to kick things off. And also, of course, locally, we do have our locals getting into it, which is great to see in the divisional. And, of course, East take on Cessnock Mongrels. Also, we have Madawi taking on Cessnock there at Boyd Oval. Part of that is the ladies' game. Also, Pagolvin are at the Christian School there at St Phillips. They take on Uni. And the Muswell Keelers are taking on the Griffins. And that'll be at Highbrook this afternoon from around about 2:30, 3 o'clock. So if you want to find out more, get to the trainings, of course. Go through the Facebook pages, hunterrugby.com.au and also cnru.com.au. Come and play. Maybe a lady or a gentleman and get stuck into it.
And finally, it's a super round of Super Rugby this weekend.
Yeah, sadly the Waratahs were beaten last night, but they had a few blokes in the bin and one sent off in Angus Bell.
Yeah.
But this afternoon it continues on at 1 o'clock, 1:30 this afternoon on Jim Channel 82. Got the final of the Bill Corp Super W as our girls there who are the Knight and Frank Waratahs looking for four in a row. So they take on the Fijian Drua. And also the other game tonight will be the Westpac Queensland Reds taking on the Wellington Hurricanes. Tomorrow the Brumbies take on the Highlanders. And also, of course, we've got a bit of fun there as the Rebels take on the crew there from the Canterbury Crusaders. So, yeah, looking forward to that. All those games are on stand. Also, the Charlton Horseshoe Shield is on stand as well. As we said, Hunter out at the moment is out at Mudgee, which is great to see as they take on the Sydney University crew. So, plenty of rugby on.
Indeed, mate. Thank you so much for finding the one and only phone box between here and Coonamble to jump in and give us the report. You have some great fun with those classic Wallabies today, mate.
You're certainly true about the one box in Coonamble, but it's a beautiful little town, and the more people we get out here, the better. And, yeah, lots of money can be raised for the Coonamble Education Foundation because we want more people to come and stay in the country and not only live here but also be professionals as well.
True story. Wixie, thank you very much, mate. We'll catch up again during the week.
Good on you, mate. Have a one.